right. We are ready to kick off our post-race press conference for tonight's 31st annual Toyota Care 250, and we open it up with the winner of $100,000 in this edition of the Xfinity Series Dash for Cash. It's your fourth win in the Dash for Cash program.
Nice.
There's the check.
Hey, man,
right
I'm
there.
Very proud of this check.
Should be. Locks you into the Dash for Cash for Talladega, which pretty much guarantees a return to the media center next weekend.
Good.
How about that? That'd be 4 weeks in a row in the media center. Thank you. Thank you all.
Please open
Appreciate
it up. With comments about everything I just said.
Okay. First of all, it's so good running here at my home track at home. And all I could think about when we were up front and, you know, taking the lead and winning the stage would be how great would it finally be to pull one off here. And we just got a little bit too tight there at the end. And obviously, Bell and Gregson made really good adjustments to their cars. And we just kind of lost the track a little bit. And never felt this way finishing third before. Definitely never felt this way winning $100,000, which is a lot of money to an Xfinity driver and to a team, and means a lot to me and my family to be a part of the Dash for Cash. And thanks to Xfinity and Peter and Matt and everybody to do so much to activate our series for their teams and the drivers and everything they can do. And it was fun racing at my home track for $100,000, and we're pretty decent at Talladega too, so it's pretty good to be able to go down there and try for it again.
Awesome. Thank you, Elliot. Also, we are joined by the driver of number 18 Switch Toyota, and that is Noah Gragson. In his debut, he became the 12th driver to finish either first or second in his first NASCAR Xfinity Series start, so congratulations on that, Noah. You look a little bit disappointed, but it was an awesome finish, and maybe talk about your first ever Xfinity Series race.
Yeah, just kind of, I don't know, it's great to finish second in my first race, but I want to definitely win there at the end. Really close on Christopher, but I just couldn't hold myself to beating him up too badly in the corner, roughing him up too hard, maybe a little bump, but just came up a little short there, but just thankful for the opportunity.
Thank you, Noah. Any questions for either Elliot or Noah? Please raise your hand, and we'll get a mic to you. Start off with it, Hank in the center.
Noah, Hank Kurz with AP. You obviously didn't hear the broadcast, but was there any point during the race where you thought, holy crap, I'm doing this? Like, I'm right here?
Yeah, I think so. Like, probably with about 20 to go, I started thinking that it was just me and Christopher there at the end. And it's going to come down to one of us too. So just trying not to get too over my head, trying to stay disciplined pretty much the whole time was the main thing. But I found something there at the end of the second stage on old tires, and just kept it in the back of my mind, saved it till the end of the race. And about 20 to go, I started thinking about it, and about 18 to go, I couldn't really wait much longer. And so I tried it, and I gained about 2-3 car lengths on Christopher and rolled pretty close up to him. And then my spotter, Rick Corelli, told me not to use it too soon. So I backed off and caught some lap cars at the wrong times there at the end and never really got to use it again. So just looking back on it, I probably should have stuck to my own, but and done it and went along and passed them. But man, I wish I could just go back there and do that again. I probably would have had a different outcome.
We'll go up to the press box for a couple of questions.
Yeah, Reed Spencer for NASCAR Wire Service. Noah, for those of us who have never done something like this, tell us what it's like to chase a guy like Bell, having him in your windshield for 78 straight laps and basically doing everything you can to try to get to him, and you just what that's feeling like and what you were feeling throughout that run.
Yeah, it's tough. There at the end, never really racing one of these Xfinity cars my first time, so not knowing this track, not knowing how the tires wear. Luckily, I did some preparation before coming to this racetrack, so I kind of have a little idea. And then my group at Joe Gibbs Racing, Eric Phillips, and the rest of the guys, they prepare me well. So it's tough. You're you get in the throttle and you crack it open barely and you're spinning the tires up off the corner. So just trying to stay disciplined. You're slipping and sliding and you're all over the place chasing it, and it's real greasy out there. But just staying disciplined, hitting your marks, which was on the bottom for me. I felt like that's where my Toyota Camry worked the best. That was the biggest thing, is just staying disciplined.
Another question in the box.
Yes, Lee Spencer, RBN. Elliot, I've got two questions for you with me, okay. So be patient.
Yes, ma'am.
First of all, would you have traded that $100,000 in for a win with this being your, you know, the one track that a win would mean the world to you?
Yes, I would. I would. I don't know how that sounds to people, but you know, this is a track I came to as a kid that my parents brought me to when, you know, I was just an infant. And we've had family, you know, season tickets here for over 40 years. I'm 42 years old. And I would definitely trade in a lot of trophies for a win at this racetrack. And it felt good, you know, to run as good as we did during the middle of the race. And, you know, Noah hit on something that, you know, I'll make a comment on. I thought he did a well of a job when we started the third stage and he and Christopher were racing for the lead. And I kept trying to watch for him to spin their rear tires off. And I kept watching Noah get off the corner pretty straight. And I was sitting there thinking to myself, they're not using their tires as much as I hoped they would. And I knew we were kind of going to be in trouble. But I would definitely trade in this to tomorrow. Not that it's a light thing, $100,000, but, you know, a memory and victory lane is something that lasts a lifetime and something I've been dreaming about since I was a kid at this track.
And also, someone mentioned the fact, one of the Cup drivers, that going over the tunnel where they have changed the tunnel here, that it felt different going over that patch. For someone who has raced here as long as you have, can you explain what that feels or what the difference might feel like inside the race car? Thank you.
Yeah, Lee, no problem. It's definitely a bump there now that we have not had there before where they have the patch. But I actually talked to the engineers today after practice. I thought they did a good job of grinding it down. And I think what they did, the bump is the same from the bottom groove to the top groove. It's not like it's something different. And we run on different tracks that have bumps on it anyway. It's nothing new to us. But it's under braking. And I actually used it as a mark tonight as far as when to get out of the gas, when to get on the brake pressure and stuff like that. And you actually got some good grip through it as far as braking is concerned. I got a lot of my heavy braking done on the patch because I knew I wouldn't slide my front tire. So it does feel a little different. It's got some grip to it. It does have a bump, but the bump is nothing more than what we would run at some other tracks that have some of the same characteristics.
Any more questions for Elliot? Well, wait a second.
It's past my bedtime.
Me Zach, too. I woke up at 4.
What? What are you doing up so early?
Toyota.
Zach Albert, NASCAR.com. For Elliot, you touched on with the success that you've had at Talladega, won there in 2016 and before. This is the first time that it's going to be a Dash for Cash race.
Yeah, who thought of that? Go ahead.
Anyway, do you feel like I don't know that that changes anything, but do you feel like your prospects there are as good as anybody's?
I just think everybody's going to be wild. I don't even know who we're racing against yet for the Dash for Cash next week. I guess Bell and Tift and I'm not sure who else is the other.
Cindric.
Who is
Austin
Cindric? Oh, Austin Cindric. Okay, so you got a Penske car that's really fast. You got a Childress car that's fast, and we know Christopher's been fast everywhere, and then, of course our cars are going to be good too. So. Talladega is one of those tracks you don't know who's going to win until you kind of go past the trioval, right? It's not even coming off turn 4. So I think with the $100,000 on the line that guys are going to be more aggressive, like like we need that at Talladega, but guys are going to be more aggressive and probably take more chances. And we are too. I think you're going to have to be very aggressive to try to win the $100,000 there. So I think you guys are going to see a wild race. Daytona was a crazy race. Probably the wildest restricted plate race I have ever raced in. And because of the rules package that we had and nobody wanted to give up the lead, nobody took a break. And I think we're going to see a lot of the same stuff at Talladega. And now you throw $100,000 on top of it. It's like Xfinity knew what they were doing to make Talladega a Dash for Cash race. It should be a good show for the fans.
Hey, look at deer.
Hey. Do I get a dollar for that? No.
All right.
No. I think that was kind of cheating to let me say that word, deer, because I say it so much anyway.
Deer.
Yeah.
I crack up about that all the time.
Got another question in the press box?
John Harvin with ESPN Albuquerque.
Okay, yep.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, John Harvin with ESPN Albuquerque. For Noah, I just want to know how much you feel like your skills have evolved and you've fine-tuned your car control ever since being a rookie last year in the truck series. You looked like a veteran tonight in the 18 truck or in the 18 car.
Yeah, I've come a long way here in the past year. I still have a long way to go. But definitely always thought I had the drive and the fight in me. Bob Pockris might not, but I feel like I've always had that drive and the fight and always willing to do whatever it takes to be better. So just learning from everybody that have really been around, whether it's off the racetrack at KBM or Joe Gibbs Racing, or if it's on the racetrack following this guy right here, trying to run him down, just learning as much as I can is the biggest thing, and I still have a long way to go.
Another question in the press box.
Chris Knight, CatchFence.com. Noah, with your brilliant performance tonight, how much pressure is going to be on your shoulders to go out there and duplicate at Talladega and Dover what you did tonight?
Well, I'm looking forward to Dover. Talladega, that one might come back in a ball or something. I'm not sure. That's a kind of roll of the dice. I know we'll have a fast toy to Camry there. With switch on the hood, but, man, I'm not too great of a restrictor plate racer just because I don't have a lot of experience. I watched Daytona this year from the spotter stand in the Xfinity race, and, man, they couldn't get off each other, and they're beating and banging and spinning out. So I don't know what my strategy is going to be. I'm going to talk to the guys at Joe Gibbs Racing this week. And then I'm really excited for Dover. I feel like I run somewhat decent there in the truck. So I don't know what it's going to be like in the Xfinity car, but hopefully it can transfer over.
All right, any final questions for Elliot or Noah? Awesome. Thanks, guys. Congratulations. Great run out there.